wonderful day.
昨天很好，很棒。
For those that were not able to be there, we had a picnic down in Stanford.
昨天我们在Stanford有一个野餐。
And we had 80 new college students from UConn.
我们有从UConn来的80个新生。
I think we had 20 or 30 returning students.
而且有20-30个老生。
And there were probably 35 or 40 of us adults that were there to supervise.
还有30-40个大人。
And this is what I noticed during the day.
我注意到一点。
I looked around and I saw everyone was talking to other people.
我私下看的时候，我发现每一个人都在和别的人讲话。
There was no one that was sitting alone.
没有人自己一个人坐在那儿。
I noticed on their faces, everyone was smiling.
我看到每个人脸上都有笑容。
And I also noticed that there was a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm during the day.
而且感到每个人都很有热情。
So I don't think we could have had a better picnic than yesterday.
我觉得我们昨天那个野餐是非常好。
It was an answer to our prayers, and it's the beginning of a relationship with these students that one day we're going to celebrate in heaven.
因为神听了我们的祷告，让我们能跟学生建立一个很好的关系，以后我们可以在天堂里面和他们一起同享永生。
So it's a great joy for us to partner with your church in reaching these students.
能和你们教会一起同工来服侍学生是一种荣耀。
One of my best friends, I lifted weights with this person for 25 years.
我有一个很好的朋友，我认识他25年了。
His name was Sal Buchetto.
他叫 Sal.
And Sal was a teacher in Stanford.
Sal 是 Stanford的一个老师。
And he was actually a legend in the Stanford school system.
他是在 Stanford教育系统里面是非常有名的。
Because he did a lot of very creative teaching.
因为他的教学方式非常独特。
And one of the things that he did was he would ask his students a question.
他有一次问他的学生一个问题。
And he would have them write their answer on a piece of paper and hand it back to him.
他让学生把答案写在一张纸上交回来。
And the question was this, he would ask his eighth grade students.
他问他八年级的学生。
What is your purpose in life?
你人生的目的是什么?
And these students then would fill in on their piece of paper what they believed their purpose was.
然后这些学生就把自己认为人生的目的写在纸上。
And Sal would give me these so I could use for sermons.
然后他的朋友就把这个纸给牧师，牧师他可以看到。
Okay, I think we solved our sound problem. This is what one student wrote. I feel my purpose in life is to question everything. My motto is this. Question the unquestionable. I feel this is a great reason for living. One of the side effects is that I'm constantly annoying people.
但是有一个坏的影响就是大家老觉得我很讨厌。
Which is another purpose for living.
那也是我的目的。
That's funny.
这有点好笑。
Another one wrote, my purpose in life is to enjoy myself as much as possible.
还有一个学生说，我人生的目的就是尽情的享乐。
Another one wrote, I don't have any idea why I am here in this vast universe.
还有一个人写说, 我不知道为什么我在这样广阔的宇宙中会存在。
Why have we survived so long as we have?
为什么我们存在了这么久呢?
All I can say is I will forever wonder, why am I here on earth?
我只能说我不知道为什么我要活着。
Now these are eighth grade students filling this in.
这些都是八年级的学生的感想。Do
you think that that purpose in life is going to influence how they live their lives?
你们觉得抱有这样的人生观会不会对他们的人生有影响呢?
Do you think that those purpose statements are going to help them make good choices as they go through their adult lives?
你觉得他们这样的人生目的 能够帮助他们解决今后遇到那些问题吗？
It's obvious if you don't know where your destination is, you're not going to take the right steps in that direction.
如果你不知道你的人生目的到底是什么，你怎么知道你要在什么方向努力呢？
The three most important questions in life are these. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going?
人生最重要的三个问题是，我是谁？我为什么活着？我要去哪儿？
Now these questions have been discussed not just by 8th graders, but by many very educated people.
这些问题不仅仅是八年级学生会考虑，很多有学问的人也在考虑。
Dr. Hugh Moorhead asked 250 scholars, what is the meaning of life?
有一位博士，他征询了250个学者的意见，人生到底是什么意义？
And he published the results in this book.Called The Meaning of Life.
然后写了一本书叫做人生的意义。
Now what is interesting is that some of them offer their best guesses.
很有意思的是大家都是在猜测。
Some of them admitted that they had just made up a purpose for life.
而且很多人承认他们只不过瞎编了一个人生的意义而已。
Others were honest enough to say they had no idea of the meaning of life.
剩下的人就很坦白地说，他们不知道人生的意义到底是什么。
What is really funny is some of them wrote him and said, "If you find out the meaning of life, please write me back."
而且更有意义的是，有些人说，如果你们一旦找到了人生的意义，求你告诉我。
So we are on a journey to discover why are you here.
所以我们今天就在一个旅途上，试图寻找我们的意义，为什么我们会在这儿。
Why are you in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy on planet Earth in Connecticut? What is the purpose of your life?
为什么你会在银河中地球上康州这个地方？你在地球上生存的意义到底是什么？
There are only two responses to this. One is you're going to get the answer by speculation, or the second is you're going to get the answer by revelation.
我们可以自己去臆测，也可以去寻求启示。
I would strongly encourage you to know your purpose of your life through the revelation of God's word.
我非常鼓励大家，请你通过寻求神的启示来发现人生的意义。
Here's what the Apostle Paul said, that it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for.
使徒保罗告诉我们，这是在基督里我们发现我们是谁，我们为什么活着。
Today, what I'd like to encourage you to do
今天我邀请你
is take some time this afternoon after you get home
今天晚上回家以后花一点时间
take a blank piece of paper out
拿一张白纸出来
and write a mission statement or a purpose statement for your life
为你的人生写一个使命的计划
Who are you?
你是谁
Why are you here?
为什么你在这儿?
And where are you going?
你要去哪里?
For the moments that we have together today, I would like to share with you 8 truths concerning God's calling in your life.
今天下午我要跟大家分享关于神对我们呼召的八个事实。
The first is that our calling is a gift from God.
第一个就是我们的呼召是神的恩赐。
He saved us, and He called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典乃是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
We don't earn this calling. We don't deserve it. We don't work for it. We don't bargain for it. It's graciously given to us by God.
这个呼召不是我们用我们的好行为挣来的，这只是神对我们的恩典。
God's calling in your life is a gift of His grace and mercy.
神在你生命中的呼召是他的一个恩赐，是靠着他的恩典给你的。
Now it's important to understand what that word grace means.
恩典是什么意思？
Grace means it's an undeserved gift.
恩典就是说你不配得，但是给了你。
You can't be good enough to earn it.
你永远也不能足够好去挣它。
You can't work for it.
你也不用不能用你自己的行为去争取。
It's simply a gift from God.
它只能是从神那儿白白得来的一个礼物。
So this means that every person in this room, you can know what God's calling is in your life.
所以每个人在座的每个人，你都可以知道神对你人生的呼召是什么。
And this grace is given even when we are flawed human beings.
甚至在我们是一个败坏的人的时候，神就已经呼召了我们。
God knows every mistake that I've ever made in my life.
神知道我一生中犯的所有的错误。
He knows every mistake I'm going to make in my life.
他也知道我将要犯下的每一个错误。
He knows every time I have ignored him and turned my back on him.
他知道每次我不理他，我违背他的旨意的时候。
He knows every time that I have betrayed him.
他知道每次我背叛他的时候。
And disobeyed him.
不听从他。
And yet, for some amazing reason,
但是因为他奇异的恩典理由，
God says, Scott, I love you.
神还是说 Scott, 我爱你。
That is grace.
那就是他的恩典。
We don't deserve that.
我们不配得。
But God loves us, and He wants us to understand His calling in our lives.
但是神爱我们，他也想要我们知道他对我们的人生有呼召，有目的。
Second truth is that we're called for God's purpose.
第二个事实是，我们被呼召是为了成就神的目的。
God did make us for us. God made us for Him.
神造我们不是为了我们，神造我们是为了他。
It's His plan that's unfolding in our lives.
是神的计划在我们的人生中被彰显。
The second part of this verse says that He has done this because of His own purpose and grace.
圣经告诉我们，那是他的旨意和恩典。
He has called us to live a holy life.
他召我们是去过一个圣洁的生命。
And we need to realize that this life, this responding, is a race.
我们来呼召，来回应他的呼召。
It is not a 100-yard dash, but it's a marathon.
那不是仅仅跑一百米就完事了，是要跑一辈子的马拉松。
So this calling is for the entire marathon race of our lives.
所以神这个呼召是给我们整个一生漫长的这种马拉松的呼召。
Now there are certain parts of this holy calling that are going to be common to every person in this room.
每一个人都将要知道。
We all have the same priority list at the very top.
我们每个人都有一个最高的目的。
What is the most important priority in all of life?
我们人生中最重要的事情是什么？
What do you think it is?
你觉得是什么？
Love God.
爱神。
With all of your heart,
用你的全心、
soul,
全身、
mind,
全意、
and strength.
全部的力量。
So when you write your purpose statement today, you're going to start the purpose statement by saying, My life,The number one priority of my life is to love God with all of my heart.
所以我们今天晚上写人生目的的时候，就应该知道，我们人生中最重要的一件事情就是用我们全心全意去爱神。
We're all going to write that on our purpose statement.
那都，我们每个人都要把那一条写在纸上。
Now number two is going to be the same on everybody's sheet.
这个就是每一个人都要有一个有的共同的呼召。
Guess what number two is?
那么第二点呢？
Love your neighbor as yourself.
第二点就是爱人如己。
So that's going to be on all of our sheets.
那也是我们每个人的。
And actually, number three is going to be on this same sheet, all the same.
那么还有第三点呢？
Go and make disciples of what? All nations.
第三点就是出去去使万民做门徒。
So those three we're going to have in common. So everybody's going to have the first three sentences are going to be the same.
所以每一个人人生的使命，你的头三点都是一样的。
But then comes the unique spot that God's called you.
然后就是神给对你独特的呼召。
And God's put people in your lives that are very different than my life.
那么神在你生命中独特的呼召是和跟我的呼召是不一样的。
So this is where God's calling is going to be different for every person in this room.
那是从每个人就开始不一样了。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope that he has called you.
保罗说祷告求神照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
See, that's my prayer for you today. I'm praying that this whole church will have your eyes open to know this hope.
那也是我对你们教会的祷告。我希望你们整个的教会神能够照明你们心中的眼睛。
Because if you don't know the destination, you are going to get lost.
如果你不知道你的目的地，你肯定会走丢的。
You've got to know where you're headed.
你应该知道你要去往何处。
Let's go to the third.
第三点。
The third truth is that God chose our calling before we were born.
第三点是在我们出生之前，神就拣选呼召我们。
It pleased God in His kindness to choose me and call me.Even before I was born,
甚至在我出生以前，神他已经决定要拣选我。
I knew you before I was formed, in the womb. I set you apart for me before you were born. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。
And the last one is, I am your creator.You were in my care even before you were born.
下面神又说我是创造你的主又从你出胎就造就你。
So as I was telling the kids, they're going to be taught someday. They're going to watch a PBS show or something. And they're going to be taught that they are stardust. That's the new theory that's out there.
所以我们刚才跟小朋友讲了他们以后肯定会看一些节目。那些节目会告诉他们，他们是星际里面的灰尘。
A random collection of stardust came together, formed Earth, and formed you.
会告诉他们，非常偶然的一堆灰尘飘在一起，组成了地球，组成了你我。
That is not what the revelation of God says.
但是呢，不是神启示给我们的。
God says you're not an accident.
神告诉我们，我们不是偶然的。
God says God put you together exactly the way He wanted you to be.
因为神造我们是他想要我们成的样子。
The truth is, if you think your life is an accident, you're going to live like that.
如果你觉得你的人生是偶然的，那你就会用那样的心态来生活。
Here's a young man. His name is Nick Wojcik.
这个年轻人叫尼克·胡哲。
And this young man does not have any arms and he does not have any legs.
这个年轻人他没有手，没有脚。
Can you imagine going through life without any arms or any legs?
你能想象吗？你在人生中没有手，没有脚的样子。
Well, Nick was born in the 1980s and he had a very difficult time growing up, obviously.
他生在80年代，他成长起来很困难。
He questioned whether or not there was even a God.
他有时候会怀疑世上到底有没有神。
He questioned, how could this happen to me?
他会怀疑说为什么这种事情会发生在我身上。
But something happened to him.
但是有一件事发生了。
And that was God called him one day.
有一天神呼召了他。
When he was 19 years old, God said, Nick, I want you to tell your story to the world.
他19岁的时候神对他说尼克，我要你去向全世界讲你的故事。
And Nick started going out and telling people all around that God does not make mistakes in the universe.
然后尼克就在世界上向世人，宣告神是不犯错误的。
That his life has meaning and purpose.
他自己的生活充满了意义。
And that the gospel can transform our tragedies into triumphs.
神会把他的悲剧变成胜利。
And if you go onto the internet and you look up Nick Wojcik, you will see that he has literally influenced millions of people. He packs stadiums filled with 50,000 people when he speaks.
你在 网上查一下，你就会知道，这个年轻人他改变了成百上千万人的生命，他的演讲有时候有五万的听众。
And this is his message.
这是他说的信息。
I know for certain that God does not make mistakes, but he does make miracles. I am one, you are two.
他说我肯定神不会制造错误，他只会创造奇迹，我就是一个，你也是。
This room could have a person in it right now, and you're thinking about suicide.
在座的人当中，可能有些人现在正在想关于自杀的问题。
You're thinking my life has no meaning or purpose. I'm just going to end it.
你也许觉得我的人生没有任何的意义，还不如就了结算了。
I just want to tell you that God has created you, and that His gospel can change your life.And the direction of your life.
我就想告诉你，是神亲手造了你，他对你的人生的福音会改变你人生的方向。
This is Nick. His wife has actually had their second baby. He's a happily married man and has a wonderful ministry coming out of Australia.
这个就是尼克，他长大以后，他已结了婚，他的太太那个时候照相的时候，还有怀了另外一个孩子。
The fourth truth about our calling is that my sin and mistakes don't change my call.
第四个真相就是我的罪和过犯并不改变我的呼召。
I am so glad for this truth.
我非常感恩。
Because I am a flawed man and I make mistakes all the time.
因为我就是一个很不好的人，我经常犯错误。
But it doesn't matter how messed up my life is.
但是不论我犯了多大的错误。
It doesn't matter how messed up it was in the past.
不论我以前多么的不堪
No matter how many dumb decisions I've made
不论我以前做了多少个错误的决定
It doesn't change God's calling on me
它并不改变神对我的呼召
By calling me into his service Jesus has judged me trustworthy Even though I used to be a blasphemer and a persecutor and contemptuous Mercy, however, was shown to me while I lacked faith and acted in ignorance.
我感谢那给我力量我们的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的、迫人的、侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
This is the Apostle Paul talking about his life.
这是使徒保罗谈到他自己的生活。
Do you realize what Paul did?
你们知不知道保罗他做过什么？
He would come into a church like this and round up several people and throw them in prison.
他会走到这样我们这样的教会里面，把我们抓起来，关到监狱里。
He signed the death warrant for people.
而且他还把人处死。
He destroyed people. He destroyed families.
他毁坏家庭，毁坏基督徒的生活。
If there was ever a person that didn't deserve God's calling in his life, it was Paul.
如果真的有人并不配得神的呼召，那保罗他就是这样一个人。
And yet Paul says, God has transformed me.
然而保罗又告诉我们，神改变了他。
Even though he made all these mistakes,
虽然他犯这么多的错误。
In our scripture verses today, it said this, God works for good those that love him and have been called according to his purpose.
就像我们刚才读的经节，神叫万事互相效力。
So no matter what mess ups in your life, God's working.
所以无论你的生活是多么的糟糕，神还是在中做工。
Number five.
第五点。
Our calling is connected to others.
我的呼召与其他人有关。
You can't fulfill the calling of your life without being connected to community.
如果你不和一个一群人连接的话，你的呼召是没有意义的。
Romans chapter 14 says, "None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone."
罗马书十四章七节告诉我们，没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。
We have to have our lives interacting with other lives.
我们的生命都是跟别人的生命互相有互动的。
This is I don't know how this will translate. Good luck on this. The Lone Ranger doesn't travel in God's salvation army.
在神的救世军当中没有独行侠。
The Lone Ranger is a guy that's a TV hero from many years ago.
独行侠是一个电视剧的主角。
But you can't be the Lone Ranger in the church. You can't do Christianity by yourself.
但是我们基督信仰里面是没有这样的人。
You need the person that's sitting aside of you.
你需要旁边有人支持。
You absolutely need them.
你需要他们。
You know, you can go on to the television today and get some good sermons.
你也许打开电视可以看到一两个很好的讲道。
You can go on the television today and get great praise bands to just rock the socks off of you.
你打开电视可以看到很好的敬拜，你可以跟着一起跳。
But your television will not give you a hug.
但是你的电视不会来拥抱你。
And you can't hug it. Well, actually, you could hug your television, but it doesn't feel good.
你虽然可以抱你的电视，但是感觉并不好。
But here in this place, you can hug one another.
但是在这儿，你们可以彼此拥抱。
You could be encouraged by that hug.
你可以被别人的拥抱所鼓舞。
And I encourage you on the Sunday, say, oh, should we go to church today?
那么星期天你会想，我今天要不要去教会呢？
The answer is this. Yes, I need to go and hug someone.
答案是对，你就要去教会，去拥抱。
That's your mission in life.
那是你人生的目标。
Amen.Let's go on to our sixth calling. God empowers what he calls us to do.
第六点，神他对我们呼召，他会给我们力量去完成我们的呼召。
When God calls you to this purpose that you're going to live your life for, he will give you the strength and the energy and the power to complete it.
当神呼召你去做一件事情的时候，他会给你你需要的力量，你需要的勇气去完成。
The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
呼召你的是神，他是有信实的，他会帮助你。
How many of you know our church chairman, Steve Edwards? How many of you are familiar with him?
有没有人认识一个人叫 Steve?
He is just a great guy. He was at the picnic yesterday. He had the microphone in his hand a lot. But Steve is our church chairman.
他是他们教会的一个头。
And over the years, we've faced many decisions that we've had to make as a church.
我教会他们需要做很多的决定。
And Steve has this line I just love to repeat.
Steve, 他经常说这样一句话。
What God calls us to, he will enable us to complete.
当神呼召我们去做的时候，他会给我们力量，帮助我们完成。
See, the question isn't do we have the resources or do we have all the strength to do this? The question is, what's God calling us to do?
问题不是我们有什么资源，有什么能力做什么事情。问题是神到底呼召我们去做哪件事情。
And when God calls you to do something, he will give you the resources to complete it.
当神呼召你去做一件事情，他会供应你一切的所需。
So here's how it works.Today you're going to go home, you're going to have that blank sheet of paper in front of you, and you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to write a mission statement for my life.
所以你今天回家打开一张白纸跟主说，主啊，我要把我的人生目标写下来。
And remember, this is going to be a rough draft.
这是一个打这个稿子很不容易。
I encourage you to actually work over this for the next several months.
我鼓励你可以用下面几个月的时间好好思考来写这个东西。
But when you get done with your first copy,
然后你写了第一稿完成以后
you're going to lift it up to God.
然后你把它举到神的面前
And you're going to say, Lord, I believe this is what you want me to commit my life to.
然后你说主啊，我觉得这个是你对我的呼召
And you're going to open your hand,
and you're going to 打开
You're going to say, Lord, I need the resources to do this.
你说主啊，我需要你给我一些资源来完成。
And you're going to have to wait for his resources, his power, his strength to give you the ability to complete this mission.
然后你就可以靠着他的供应，他的资源来完成他的呼召。
Do not, can I say that again? Do not lift it up and say, I'll do it in my strength.
千万不要把这个纸举起来跟神说，这是我要做的事情。
Because you will fail.
因为你这样做就必定失败。
God has to empower this.
因为神他要成就这个事情。
God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
神并不呼召合格的，他呼召他所召的。
Are you ready for our last?
最后一点。
There's a prize for living out our calling.
活出我们的呼召，终有奖赏。
I want to encourage you. If you do this, there's a prize for finishing this.
我要鼓励大家，如果你坚持做下去，最后终有奖赏。
I'll just read the Philippians. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
就是腓立比书告诉我们的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
In some way, there's a reward for us being faithful.
我们忠心就有奖赏。
But you have to realize that that means that this life is a test.
我们要知道，人生只不过是一场考试。
Why doesn't God save us and immediately kill us and take us to heaven?
为什么神不在救了我们之后马上把我们杀了带我们去天堂呢？
Well, the reason he allows us to be here is so that we can grow in our faith.
他还要我们在世上生活，是因为我们的信心需要成长。
So this week you're going to have an opportunity for your faith to grow.
所以如果我们立刻就上了天堂，就没有机会操练我们的信心。
The reason I'm so excited for your churchis because if you show yourself faithful,
我对你们教会的鼓励就是，如果你们自己有信心
and follow him,
跟随主
he will do great things even through us who are weak.
他就会通过我们这些非常软弱的人来做事情
because it really comes down to living for that prize of having him say,Well done, good and faithful servant.
因为我们最终都要来到神的面前，得到他的奖赏，听他说，我的良善忠心的好仆人。
So let me end with an action plan. First of all, respond to Jesus' call.
所以我们要采取的行动，第一就是要回应耶稣的呼召。
Have you heard the call of Jesus in your life?
你听到耶稣对你的呼召。
This is what happens with Jesus.
在耶稣那里面就是这样。
He will speak to you. He will speak to you and call you in your mind or in your heart.
他会对你讲话，在你的头脑中，在你的心中对你讲话。
And it, unless you hear that call,
除非你听到那个呼召，
you've missed the very most important decision in all of life.
你就错过了人生中最重要的一个选择。
I really wish I could speak to each one of you individually.And know whether or not you have responded to Jesus' call.
我希望我能够跟每一个人好好谈一谈，知道你们有没有听到耶稣的呼召。
But that's where this whole thing starts, responding to His voice, calling us to become part of His family.
就是如果你听到了，你就要采取回应。
The second is start your journey to know your unique calling.
第二就是开始自己认识独一无二呼召的旅程。
So we now know the first three of our common callings, but what's that unique role that God wants you to play in your life?
那么我们听到呼召以后，我们就知道说，神让我们在生命中做一个什么样的角色呢？
You need to start asking Him to let you know what that is.
你需要开始问神，神会让你知道答案。
The third is you must want this more than anything in life.
而且你必须渴望想得到这个超出生命中任何其他的东西。
You have to be passionate in knowing your calling.
你应该对这个有热情。
It's going to require time and effort.
需要你花时间花精力。
It's going to require you to be disciplined to take that piece of paper out.
并且需要你有自律，并且愿意拿出那张纸来开始写。
And to continue to work on this for several weeks.
并且要坚持下去。
I would encourage you to this month to spend 15 minutes in a chair with Jesus every day.
我鼓励大家这个月每天花15分钟和主耶稣独处。
Say, Jesus, this is the chair. I'm going to sit in here, and I'm going to open your Bible, and I'm going to pray, and we're going to spend 15 minutes each day for a month working on this.
你就跟耶稣说，这有一张椅子，我要坐下来，打开你的话，一边读一边祷告。
And then you'll know your calling.
然后你就知道神对你的呼召。
Let me end with the parable of a cracked pot.
我们结束的时候讲一个故事。
This is a Chinese parable.
这是一个中国故事。
And it's about a woman that was going down to the river to gather water.
有一个妇女，她每天去河边打水。
And she had two pots.
她有两个水罐子。
The one pot was completely whole.
一个罐子是完好的。
And every time she went down to the river,
每次她下到河边。
And got home, the pot had all the water in it.
这个水都是满的。
The other pot had a crack in it.
另外一个水罐子上面有个裂缝。
And every time she went down to the river and filled that pot up, by the time they got home, half the water was out of that pot.
每次从河边打水回来，都一半的水都漏在地上。
And after 2 years of this woman carrying the whole pot and the cracked pot,
两年的时间，这个妇女就担着一边一个好的罐子，一边一个破的罐子去打水。
The cracked pot said to her one day, I feel so bad about myself.
这个破的罐子有一天就对主人说，我感觉非常不好。
I have so many flaws in my life.
我的生活真的不完美。
When I come back from the river, I only have half the water in my pot.
因为每次从河边回来，我只剩下半罐子水了。
And the other pot has all the water in the pot.
另外一个罐子总是满的。
I'm so sorry for the way I am.
我非常的抱歉。
And the woman said to the cracked pot,
那个妇女就说
said, I know your flaws.
说我知道你是破的。
And so what I would do is I would plant flowers on the side of the road that we walked.
所以当我打水的时候，我就在一路上会撒一些种子。
And every day you watered those flowers as we walked back.
然后每天回来的时候，就让你给这些种子浇水。
And you notice those beautiful flowers are in our home every day.
你看在你的旁边就长了很多的美丽的花朵。
She said, you've done a wonderful job.
她说你干得很好啊。
With your unique calling of your life.
那是你独特的人生的呼召。
Now, I want to tell you the truth.
现在我要告诉你真相。
We're all cracked pots.
我们都是破罐子。
We all have flaws in us.
我们都有破口。
But God is so great that he can take even the flaws in our life and use them for good.
但是神是好的，他甚至使用我们身上的不好的地方来达到他的目的。
The question is this.
问题就是。
Where are you watering the earth?
你在哪里灌溉地球呢？
Lord, I pray for these folks that their eyes would be open.
主啊，我们祷告，求你开他们的眼睛。
That they would know their calling in life.
知道他们人生的呼召。
That they would know the purpose for their lives.
知道人生的目的。
I pray, Lord, that they would want to understand this purpose and this calling more than anything else.
求你带领每一个人明白他们人生的呼召和目的。
Thank you for your grace and mercy that calls us.
感谢你凭你的恩典和你的慈悲呼召我们。
Thank you that you love us even though we're flawed.
感谢你，虽然我们是不好的，你还爱我们。
We commit ourselves, Lord, to living out your mission for our lives.
我们愿意今生为你而活。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.